Hey, y'all, it's Aaron from The Blitz, trying something a little bit new here, a little bonus feature for all you Blitzers. Y'all probably don't know, but I wake up every morning and I do about 2.5 to 4 hours of show prep every morning before I leave my house. I go through, I think last count was 64 websites, sports, entertainment, food, all those things. I make a whole list of stories and I send them to Fred and AJ just to help out with the prep of the show because I know that they're busy and anything I can do to help the show sound better, it helps, you know? So every day I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to pick out a story that they didn't use. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, you know, spend a few minutes on it. And if you like it, cool, tweet at me at Aaron is Blitzed or hit us up on the Facebook page, The Blitz 975. It's up to you guys. And we're also at Degenerates 975 on Twitter. But here it goes. Well, today is July 1st and today is Bobby Bonilla Day. And it's not a real holiday, of course, but Bobby Bonilla, for those of you who don't know, was a third baseman and the right fielder in the MLB from 1986 to 2001, I think. He played for 9 different teams. He was a 6-time All-Star. He won the World Series with the Florida Marlins back in 1997. But the best part of the story of Bobby Bonilla is in November of 98, he was traded from the Dodgers in L.A. back to the Mets for his second stint with the Mets. They decided to cut him a year later. And they owed him $5.9 million to pay out his salary for that contract. Well, his agent was able to talk the owner of the Mets into delaying that salary because Fred Wilpon, the guy who owns the Mets, was working with Bernie Madoff and said, you know what, we'll have more money. And so his agent, Bobby Bonilla's agent, talked them into waiting until 2011. So starting on July 1st, 2011, until 2035, July 1st every year, Bobby Bonilla gets a check of $1,193,248.20 to pay out that $5.9 million that the Mets owed him and just didn't want to pay him back in 1999. So, like I said, Fred Wilpon was working with Bernie Madoff and saw this as a investment because he was going to make more money with Madoff. And yeah, that didn't work out now, did it? So Bonilla's going to make almost $30 million from this deal, sitting on his couch, just living his life from 2011 to 2035. The Mets fan base, I mean, they're never going to be allowed to forget this deal. I mean, the comedy of errors that their club has gone through, especially in recent years, aside, looking at you, Mickey Callaway. But not only does this make the Mets look, you know, kind of dumb the way they made that deal, but as a Rockets fan or a Texans fan, this should make you feel a little bit better about the, well, we'll call them slight dumpster fires that are going down at Toyota Center and NRG right now. So things could be worse. You could be a Mets fan or, God bless it, a Knicks fan. That's it for me. Happy July 1st. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day. I think we're going to call this one for the road unless somebody out there more creative than me has a show name. Hit me up at Aaron is Blitzed or email me, aaron.rabold@galmedia.com, or just hit us up on the Facebook page too. All right, guys, I'm out. Y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, 4 p.m. sharp on ESPN 97.5.